Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. We're delighted to have you with us again today. It's going to be another hot one here in the Valley. That means the hotline should be humming. 570-743-9565. We'll get you through to our producer, Lynn Hall, this morning. Lynn will take some info from you, put you on through to me, and then I'll chat with you. And if you don't want to call us, but you know you're always welcome to, we have a group of regulars who call. Join that group, be part of it from time to time, or be part of it every day, up to you. If you get through, we're happy to talk anytime. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM, those three letters, three little letters at the start of your message so that it comes right on through to my computer. And if I'm on having a good day, I'll figure out how to get it up and read it on the air. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are indeed the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them online today at sunburymotors.com. But better yet, stop by North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and check them out personally. All right, we have two phone calls already this morning. One of the hotlines is open. Some texts from yesterday, really briefly. One of our texters said, if mass shootings are really looked into, you will find a failure of the system to get the shooters off the streets for past criminal activities. Probably a good, very good point. Another texter said, machine guns are not illegal to own. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you can purchase a machine gun for personal use. Can't possibly imagine what my personal use of a machine gun would be, but then I'll have to think about that one. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And yes, you can go purchase a machine gun.
Well, I don't want one, but thank you.
Well, okay. I mean, that's Joe, is the answer. It's personal choice.
Right.
And there's never been a legally purchased machine gun used in the commission of a crime.
Okay.
That's a proven fact. Because when you own a legally owned machine gun, you open yourself up to ATF inspection at any time they deem necessary to make sure that you have that firearm still in your possession.
Okay. Well,
they're highly regulated. So
I'll take your word for that.
They were never completely outlawed. They've just been restricted.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, anyways.
But that probably isn't why you called, right? Okay. Why did you call?
There was such sad news on came across the news broadcast. Tupperware is closing their last U.S. production facility.
Oh.
It's a terrible thing.
Missed that one.
Yeah. They're moving it to Mexico.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it's because of fire environmental regulations and all that, because, you know, they are using evil plastic to make that stuff.
Could be cheap labor, too.
Well, that too. That's probably why. That's probably the biggest reason. But, you know, well, then again, I don't even know if I have a piece of Tupperware in the house. I might. It'd be old, though, because I haven't bought any new Tupperware in a long time. Because there's other stuff that's available that's usually less expensive. Just saying.
All right. Well.
But it's a sad day for those employees. They're going to lose their job to Mexico. They're probably having to help load the machines up to ship to Mexico to produce that stuff.
Yeah.
That's usually the worst rub.
Adding insult to injury.
Absolutely. And also I heard in the news today, I don't know if you caught that, but Biden, he's going to protect illegals of American spouses.
Yes, illegal. That I did catch.
Yeah. So, you know, because he wants to try and appease the people, the progressives that are a little unhappy with him, because he says he's going to restrict the numbers coming across the border, which we all know is a farce.
Well, he was, his executive order did have some effect, or should have some effect, don't you think?
Not with all the exemptions in it. They don't count unaccompanied minors and a bunch of other people. They exempted from the number of, what, 2,500 a day? They exempted a pile of people. So there's going to be way more than 2,500 people per day.
Yeah.
Legally, illegally crossing the border. Does that make sense? Asking for asylum. I guess they're asylum seekers, supposedly, which the vast majority of them don't qualify for asylum, but this man's just going to let them waltz into the country. It's a terrible day. Terrible. Terrible thing.
Well, the debate's coming.
Because it's all at the cost of the American taxpayer.
The debate's coming up. Who knows? We may get some answers there.
You think?
Possibly.
I don't know. The last demand I heard about that debate was that Biden wants them both sitting in chairs.
Well, and
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay.
You know,
I've never seen them sitting in chairs, but I guess they could.
Well, they don't want to show how feeble Joey is, so they got to have him sitting in a chair. But then he might doze off.
If he's comfortable
enough. I've seen that with world leaders.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like he's falling asleep talking to world leaders.
Well, he gets very comfortable. I mean, I've been known to doze off if I'm sitting in a comfortable chair and nothing else is going on around me.
Ah, but there's a debate going on, and when you got world leaders sitting across from you, you shouldn't be dozing off. I don't care how comfortable the chair is.
No, I'm in a very comfortable chair here, but I don't doze off during the program.
That's because you're busy.
Well, that's true. There's
a lot to do. There is a difference. But, you know, personally, if they decide to do that, I think Trump should just push the chair to the side, stand up, and command the stage.
Well, I'm sure he'll do something like that, but he's going to be at a disadvantage because they are going to shut off the microphones when the speaker is not talking, you know. So if it's Biden's turn, Trump's microphone will be shut off.
I guess we're going to have stopwatches to watch it because, you know, what is it, two-minute response to the questions, one-minute rebuttal, and when they get to their time limits, 5 seconds, some light flashes, and then when it hits zero, they cut off the mics. I guess we're going to have to use stopwatch to see if they actually abide to that with both participants.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll give you the last word, sir.
The 27th or something like
that?
Yeah,
I think it is somewhere down the road. It's not too far off. Not too far off.
Yeah. So, it should be interesting, but I think it's all going to be one-sided.
Well, I've got an interesting piece here that CNN ran with Brett O'Donnell, who is a Republican debate coach. So he's got some interesting takes on that. We'll get a chance to run that later on. We'll give you the last word, sir.
All right. Well, you all stay hydrated out there. They say it's bad weather coming. You know, sunny, hot temperatures. You know, it is summer, so it's 90 plus. Be careful out there.
Well, I
don't want anybody to get a heat stroke.
Right now, I'm in a nice climate-controlled studio, so I don't even have a window. I can't even see people suffering outside. Hey, thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call, as always. Tom, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning, sir.
Well, fake news stands as usual, self.
So what did he say that was fake? What did he say that was fake today? Tell me.
Well, now I'm going to go back to yesterday with his lies. Yesterday, he's supposed to be an expert on guns. He just sells guns, and I don't know if he's a gunsmith or not, but he said yesterday that a bump stock is pretty much worthless, that you still have to pull the trigger. I mean, you can go back and play the tape.
That's what he said. You pull the trigger, but it just helps you pull the trigger faster.
That's not true.
Well,
it's a lie.
Okay,
I have an article up here, and it's been all over the TV.
Where's the source of the article?
It says, you can look it up, what is a bump stock and how does it work? When you get a gun, you gotta take the other the stock off the back and put the bump stock on. So you are altering the gun. Whether you're altering it mechanically or not, I won't say. You are altering the gun. But you only have to pull the trigger one time. One time. The first time you pull it, to fire it. Then it will fire by itself the rest of the time. Because how it works is, when you pull the trigger, the gun's going to fire and it's going to recoil. When it recoils, that bump stock is going to bump the gun up forward into your finger. You don't have to move your... After you pull the trigger the first time, you leave your finger right where it is. That gun will go back and forth like a machine gun. That gun will keep going back and forth and firing, and you don't have to move your finger. That's a fact, and you can look it up.
But it still requires it still requires the trigger movement. It's not what Stan said.
Yes, but the gun is pulling the trigger, not the finger. The finger is stationary. The gun is going back and forth and hitting your finger and causing it to go off. The gun is doing it. It's a workaround for a machine gun. Now, I'll give you a couple facts here.
Okay.
Off of here. And there's even a video on here that was taken by Sound of Las Vegas, Orlando, and some other place. In Orlando, in Las Vegas, the shooter, you there?
I'm listening to you.
He got off 90 shots in 10 seconds. 90 shots in 10. It is impossible. It is impossible for a human being to shoot 90 shots in 10 seconds pulling a trigger. Impossible. Now, with an automatic weapon, this goes into an automatic weapon, a pre-1986 Colt AR-15A2. This was an automatic weapon that can shoot 98 shots in 7 seconds, an automatic. Now, there isn't much difference between 98 shots in 7 seconds and 90 shots in 10 seconds. There just isn't. That's very close. And they have a sound video of how the bullets go, and they have a graph here and all this and that stuff. And then they have the shooter in Orlando that shot, I think he shot, got off 24 shots in, he got off 24 shots in 9 seconds with one he had to pull the trigger. So, like everything else Stan does, you know,
but you're missing Stan's point.
He's always just trying to clean Stan. The Republican Party.
He said you can do the same thing, Tom. He says you can do the same thing.
Now he's trying to clean up the bump stock, which that thing actually makes that into a machine gun, because you do not have to pull the trigger. The motion of the gun back and forth, and you holding your finger stationary, makes the gun go off. And he can call up. And he can call up and call me names and say I don't know what I'm talking about all he wants, but that's a fact.
And you're basing this on this article you read, which you're assuming is absolutely correct.
This article, there's been people on TV that are experts at this stuff. They all say the same thing. That is what it's for. If you had to pull the trigger, what good would the bump stock do? Wouldn't do anything.
Well, that's what Stan said. He said he thought it was worthless.
I know. It isn't.
He said it shoots
the gun for you.
He said you can
Once
do the same thing.
Once you pull the trigger one time.
Tom, he said you can...
You keep your finger
Tom, he said you can do the same thing with a belt buckle.
I don't care whether you can do the same thing with a belt buckle or not. It is not... You do not have to pull the trigger. Once you pull the trigger one time, you keep your finger at that same position, and that gun will keep going back and forth, and the motion of the gun is pulling the trigger.
Well, then you must be so pleased that Donald Trump banned it.
Well, am I pleased that he banned it? Well, I'll tell you what. There is no purpose, unless you want to mow a bunch of people down, If you want a more bunch of people down, that's the thing to get. Other than that, I see no purpose for it. Okay. I mean, unless you're a millionaire, who is going to shoot, who is going to empty out a magazine, a 100-shot magazine, who is going to empty out a 100-shot magazine in 10 seconds and keep doing it? Well, you would go broke. I mean, this ammunition's expensive.
Yeah, I won't argue that.
Why would anybody want to have something like that to shoot at a target?
I don't know.
You shoot 100 shots in 10 seconds.
I'm not a gun enthusiast. I don't own a gun. I don't shoot guns for recreation.
The purpose of it is, as is with the purpose of the AR-15 and the other ones, is to kill people, lots of people, in a short amount of time. And there's no purpose for them in society.
Okay.
None. There's none.
All right, we'll give you the last word,
I don't know what it's going to do to ban them anymore because there's so many of them out there.
I don't think there are that many bump stocks.
Going to get them. I mean, it's the game is over as far as banning them, as far as I'm concerned. It ain't going to do any good to ban them. There's so many out there that a crook wants to get them. There's plenty of people that will sell them to them.
Okay. Listen, we're up to give you the final word. I have a break coming up. I've got to take in two other callers. So go ahead, sir.
Well, Joe yesterday was claiming, I didn't know what I'm talking about, between Trump and Hunter Biden. Well, the only thing I can say to Joe is he better clean his ears out because he has potatoes growing in his ears and he can't hear and he doesn't understand or else he has dementia. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The cases are about tax evasion. Both cases are about tax evasion.
All right, listen, we got to go. Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call, as always. We have two callers on the line. One of the hotlines is open. I've got to take my break. We're going to be right back with more of On the Mark.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Ready to experience healthcare designed exclusively for people 65 and older? At Geisinger 65 Forward, you get a whole team devoted to keeping you healthy. It's more than just a clinic. It's a complete welcoming home for your good health. Your doctor will take time to truly understand your needs and provide personalized care. And if you need lab or imaging services, they're right on site. You'll benefit from nutrition guidance, a personal wellness plan, and educational activities. Join the Geisinger 65 Forward family today. Call 866-429-0343 or visit Geisinger.org/signmeup. Relaxed, rejuvenated, and refreshed. That's what life is like at Nottingham Village Senior Living Community in Northumberland. And at Heather Court at Nottingham Village, they're focused on supporting and enriching the lives of loved ones needing memory care. It's the area's newly built freestanding memory care facility with four distinct neighborhoods supporting 12 individuals and semi-private and private bedroom layouts, all designed to offer a home-like setting. Meals are offered in a family manner. There's a full kitchen in each neighborhood. Residents can enjoy homemade meals and snacks, and food is prepared any time of the day. Plus, it's a safer, more secure environment where your loved ones receive exceptional 24/7 memory care from certified dementia care specialists and practitioners on staff. And all suites are spacious with home-like settings, including beds and linens, wardrobes, nightstands, wall-mounted LED TVs in all the rooms, and so much more. If this sounds like a place to call home for a loved one needing memory care, call Al Seidel today at 570-473-2360 to schedule a visit and learn more. Nottingham Village, Knights Road, Northumberland, online at nottinghamvillage.org.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. And our hotline number is 570-743-9565. We have two callers on the line. One is Stan, who wants one more minute. I'm not, and I'm sure it's about this issue of bump stocks, I'm not certain how many people in our audience really are up, you know, care about the absolute minutiae of what a gun stock is or what it does or doesn't do. But Stan, you've been challenged, so I'll give you that minute now before we take the other call.
Well, it's obvious Tom's never fired an AR-15, but if your trigger doesn't come off, if your finger doesn't come off the trigger with the bump stock, it will never refire again. Period. That's the system, that's the cycle system. You have to release the trigger. So the finger is releasing the trigger and pulling it again with the bump stock.
Okay.
That's all. It acts exactly the same with or without the bump stock. But Tom doesn't know that because he's never fired one.
Well, he's
and as far as speed, look up Jerry Mikulek, 8 shots in 1 second. So you tell me. That'd be 80 shots. That's out of a revolver, not a semi-auto firearm. That's a revolver.
He can do 8 shots in 1 second on a revolver?
8 seconds in 1 shot. Eight shots in one second.
Okay.
Now, he's a professional speed shooter. That's what he does, but he's also accurate with his shooting.
Okay.
That's what he's trained all his life to do. But it can be done. So, Tom, quit spreading your fake news all over the radio. You all have a great day.
Okay, thank you. All right, Dan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your patience.
No, I'm glad you left Stan straightened out, Tom, there. I knew he was giving fake news, but that's common. But, you know, right now we have a concern that's not being talked about much. We have Russia going right off in the waters off of Cuba, not far from Florida. And nothing's being said about it. Biden's not doing anything about it. All Biden does is keep sticking his finger in the bear's eye, and he keeps it up. We will be in World War III. And I think the one reason Russia came over here like they did is because Biden's lot, he gave equipment that could shoot across the border into Russia and destroy military stuff, whatever, on the other side of the border now. So he is enlarging the war we are at with Russia, and also North Korea is joining in sides with Russia against the United States. So how can any of these liberals that they're supposedly hate war defend a man that's getting us into deep doo-doo? We could end up in WW3. Can you explain it to me, Joe?
Well, I can tell you that you're wrong about one thing. There was a lot of coverage on the fact that the Russians sent some ships down to Cuba, and including the submarine, and the fact that the analysis was that they were not putting any offensive weapons there. They were engaging in exercises, which we do in their backyard, too. So it's not much different than us doing something in an ocean associated with the Russians.
But what would JFK do?
Well, I don't think he'd do anything. I mean, his only concern was that they were putting nuclear weapons there, and I don't blame him. I mean, I would have done something about that as well. I think we all would have. I mean, we couldn't let that stand with a dictator like Fidel Castro having access to those kind of weapons. We were all in jeopardy, so he did exactly the right thing. But here, they're just having exercises, and they even said that the ships that they were sending down there were known not to have nuclear weapons. I guess they have some way they can tell that. That's my guessing.
That's what we think. But how long do you think, if Biden retains the presidency, do you think he can keep sticking his finger in the bear's eye and get away with it?
Well, isn't that what Trump promises to do, stick his finger in the bear's eye?
No, Trump never got us in any war. He knows how to talk to them men. He knows how to handle them. Biden just threatens them with empty rhetoric and gets them deeper and deeper into this. That's, you know, that's the problem. He can't talk to them. And yet you have your liberals. I can't understand it. They were always supposedly against war every time. But all of a sudden, just because Biden gets us in two wars, now they like the Ukrainian war, and you don't see any protest. I haven't seen a protest against Ukrainian war as I did on the Market Square in Lewisburg during every other war. And I can't explain it. Why do they like a war that Biden gets us in and hate all the other ones?
Have there been protests about the Israeli war and in Lewisburg?
They protest the Israelis. They're again on the wrong side. They don't like Bibi. And, they're on the wrong side again. And I just don't get it, Joe. How can they be that way? But I think that it was answered yesterday pretty much by a couple callers. We lost our way. We no longer have an authority. We don't have nothing to guide us. And as growing up, a lot of people respected the good book. And no longer are we unified on anything. You have your great division.
But Tom, we weren't then either, Dan. Let's be fair about it. Back in the 50s, we were divided by many things, including the nuclear weapons. We were divided by racial issues. You know, we've never... Name me a time when we've been totally unified. Even the Civil War was not... The North wasn't totally unified, and the South wasn't totally unified. I mean, there's never been a time when we were totally unified, except maybe December 8th, 1941.
We were definitely unified in WW2, or we would have never won. And we were still a nation, still by the good book. Yet, like the gentleman explained yesterday, by 1962-63, we no longer felt we needed guidance from above. We thought, hey, we're pretty sharp down here on Earth. We can handle it. And you can see our nation going backwards ever since that time.
Yeah, but what I said to one of our callers yesterday is, I'll say the same thing to you. All those things are still here. Nobody's banned religion. Nobody's banned moral teachings. Nobody's banned any of that. It's still here. Maybe it's not in schools, but, you know, what about parents? What about their obligation to teach their kids and bring them up the right way?
That's true. They have that duty, and they do it. But they go to the public school, and everything they're taught at home's contradicted, like the theory of evolution. You can teach your kid that, but when they do a test in the public school, they have to give the answer the public school wants or the college. So they contradict what you teach them at home in the public. The public arena used to be friendly to the Holy Scripture and the Almighty Creator.
Dan, we'll give you the final word, sir. I have to take a break coming up here.
And what made America great is the Almighty Creator, when we took the Bible very seriously. That's what made America great. Not Donald Trump. He's just an instrument in the Almighty's hand. Okay. So you have a good one,
you too,
Joe.
Dan. Thanks for calling. Always appreciate talking to you, sir. Take care. 570-743-9565. The hotlines are open. One of our emailers, Doug, says, Tom sounds like a miserable old man who is ticked off at the world and who wants everyone else to be as miserable as he is. please, Tom, turn off MSNBC and get out and live a little. Okay. All right, poor Tom. I guess he's getting it today. Although he dishes it out, too, I will say that. Our hotlines are open. You know, I haven't gotten to this story yet because I'm fascinated by both these things, and I mentioned the debates are coming up. And this story I find fascinating, and then the next story is even more fascinating. President Biden has shown signs of poor cognitive performance in private meetings with congressional lawmakers as his age and mental acuity continue to come into question ahead of November's presidential election. Biden, 81, is the oldest person to hold the presidency and has faced skepticism from voters and Republican lawmakers about his ability to do the job. Many Republicans and even some Democrats said the president showed his age in private meetings, according to the Wall Street Journal, which spoke with 45 lawmakers and administration officials about the president's mental performance. Most of the people interviewed by the outlet who were critical of Biden's performance were Republicans, although some Democrats said the president showed his age in several exchanges. These interviewees participated in meetings with Biden or were briefed on them contemporaneously, including administration officials and other Democrats who did not express concerns about how the president handled the meetings. When meeting with congressional leaders in January to negotiate a deal to send additional funds to Ukraine, Biden spoke so softly at times that some people struggled to hear him. Five people familiar with the meeting told the Wall Street Journal the president read from notes and made obvious points, paused for extended periods of time, and even closed his eyes for so long that some people in the meeting wondered if he had tuned out. In February, when Biden met one-on-one with House Speaker Mike Johnson, the president said a recent policy change by his administration that jeopardizes some big energy projects was just a study. According to six people who were told at the time about what Johnson recalled from the meeting, Johnson was concerned the president had forgotten about the details of his own policy. Last year, when Biden was negotiating with House Republicans to lift the ban of the debt ceiling, his demeanor and command of the details appeared to change from one day to the next. Then House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and two others familiar with the talk said, and he, I have to turn the page here, getting my fingers working. He appeared sharp and loose and spontaneous exchanges with Republicans on one day, and the next day he mumbled and seemed to rely on notes on other days. But in the meantime, President Trump has made some rather unusual gaffes as well. This is about a minute, but it's worth hearing.
Biden team is hoping for moments like what happened yesterday when Donald Trump was talking about his former White House physician, Ronnie Jackson, at an event in Michigan.
I think you should take a cognitive test like I did. I took a cognitive test and I aced it. Dr. Ronnie Johnson, does everyone know Ronnie Johnson, congressman from Texas? He was the White House doctor. And he said I was the healthiest president he feels in history, so I liked him very much.
All right, there. So he couldn't even get the name of his own doctor right. So what do we have? We have two older guys who have a trouble connecting with the facts from time to time. All right, Tom, you wanted one more minute. We'll give you that in fairness since you obviously have been attacked.
Well, again, Stan is lying. Oh. I mean, I challenge anybody to go online. There are, unlimited amounts of articles, and there are actual videos of people shooting the gun with the bump stocks. All you got to do is go online, look it up. You can watch a video, you can read it, whatever you want to do. I'm watching a video of this clown right now. He's got something on his gun. I mean, it's two round things. It must hold about a couple hundred rounds. I don't know. It looks like it's a. And then there's another guy on there. He was showing how to shoot it, and he also said there's a device you can put on your gun, and you turn a crank. You put it on the side of the gun, and you turn the crank, and that makes them shoot real fast too. So. Okay. Again, all you got to do is go online. You can watch people shooting the guns. You can read articles, or you can believe Stan.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
All right, Tom, thank you. Appreciate your calling back. All right, Bill, Joe, hang on. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark. One of the hotlines is open, 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing, They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hard-working tools at hard-working prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Two of our hotlines are busy. One is open. Give us a call, 570-743-9565. Next up is Bill from Bloomsburg. You're on the mark, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey,
good morning.
Hey, one thing with Oak Mill Brain and the Trumpster, right? Now, you just played a clip where inadvertently said the guy's name wrong. But you have to keep in mind, this is a guy he probably seen, maybe met, maybe hopefully one, two times, three times in his career, or, you know,
he was the White House doctor.
Maybe he met
He was there all the time.
See every day, but
he did. He saw him every day. And now he's a congressman. Huh? Now he's a congressman. He's a United States congressman supporting Trump. And he can't remember his name?
Listen, you want to compare apples to apples? The guy, Oakville Brain, can't remember the vice president that stands next to him every day.
Well, he thinks she's
the
president.
The interaction. He's not with this gentleman. There's how many congressmen? And the spurt, I put anybody up on that stage and just start rattling names off. And the amount of people that goes across this guy, the hands that he shakes and the people that he's met in his lifetime, will never compare to all your listeners out there, the people that they met. Compared to Oakville Brain, you got apples and apples. We got to compare apples and apples.
We are. They're two elderly gentlemen, and I'm older than one and younger than another. But they're two elderly gentlemen who have their sell-by date.
You never misspoke on a name.
They're past their sell-by date, to be honest with you. Both of them.
Well, you never.
I'm past mine too. By the way,
the person that takes the calls had said, "Hey, Tom's on next on the phone," and you get on the line and you go, "Hey, Tim, how's it going?" And then, "No, this is Tom." You never did that.
Well, I know because I have a list in front of me that tells me who's calling.
It's the same thing.
Our producer types a list for me. I have the equivalent of a teleprompter telling me who's on the line.
Right, but you never misspoke. Never call nobody by the name ever. Wrong name after you reviewed it. But getting back to that, right? Here's the difference. It's going to come down. Each president had 4 years. They had 4 years in the game.
You had this gentleman here.
You had that gentleman there. What did this gentleman do as far as bringing jobs, doing everything for the country, locking it down? And this other gentleman over here, where he's buying votes. Everything's free. Come over the border. We're going to make you a citizen free. Just vote for me. Government programs, free. Vote for me. Hey, I'm going to pay your student loan off. Free. Everything's free. Vote for me. He's not earning his votes. You understand? He's not. What has he done to earn votes?
He's pandered to college students, giving them their money back. He's letting
free.
People come across
votes.
The border.
It's our taxpayer money.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's done that.
He's not doing nothing for the country. We are doing it for the country. We are doing it for them, not him.
But Bear,
he ain't bringing jobs in.
Bear
in
mind,
taxpayers.
That first stimulus check, if Donald Trump signed the checks, he didn't have to do that. The treasurer could have done it. I mean, politicians are always self-aggrandizing. I mean, that's what they do. That's how they get reelected. You know, I got to make you convinced that I'm doing something for you. I've given you something you wouldn't have if I weren't in this office. That's the name
I'm
of the game.
Saying,
it sucks, but that's the name
I'm
of the game.
I'm basically just saying apples for apples. Like, look, 4 years against 4 years. Gas against gas. There's no comparison.
No, but I think the point that I was making is that Donald Trump is coming down on Joe Biden, claiming that, you know, he should take a cognitive test. And then at the same time he's saying that, Bill, he's making a mistake and can't remember the name of his doctor and a congressman from Texas. Yet we all made fun of Joe Biden when he asked about that a tragic congresswoman who died in an accident. Where was she? Why wasn't she here? We all made fun of that.
Listen, we'll see what happens in 10 or 9 days if Oak Mill Brain, I don't know if they're going to have him juiced up on caffeine or Red Bull, like they said. But let's see what happens. I mean, the Trumpster's going into a liberal. He's crossing a line. He's going on a liberal stage, liberal
yep.
commentators, whatnot. We'll see. And let's see how that works out. But the one thing on this bump stock and all this talk about the guns before I go, and I know
okay.
you got other callers.
No, go ahead, Joey. Right? You got time. Go ahead.
Listen, there's how many gun shows, and how many millions and millions of people throughout this country that has been a country have probably been throughout 200 years or whatever. None of them guns have ever killed a person. Never. Guns don't kill people. You understand?
I do understand that. As our friend Stan says, you can put that gun in the corner and no one ever touches it. It'll never harm a soul.
Amen.
And I agree with that.
Listen, the liberals out there, they'll come out and tell you the Constitution, they don't believe in it. Hillary Clinton. Like, I want to know who's going to replace Oak Mill Brain, because he ain't going to make it to the finish line. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He's dementia at the highest level. He looks like he has these little mini strokes or whatever. The man is gone. It's like, and you got a party where the people, they know this. They knew this during his presidency, and they will not allow the American people vote for their own Democratic representative. They're going to tell you who's going to run this country and who's going to run the party.
Okay, we'll give you the final word.
Hey, listen, if you get Newsom, you get Clinton, you understand how small the circle is, and they want to keep the circle tight, and how the corruption is, and these people keep drinking the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
I hope
they get a good flavor. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate your call, as always. Okay, two callers on the line. Hang on. We'll take our final break of the day, and then we'll be back with the callers.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
It's time for Plaza House Furniture's summer sale with 20% off store-wide items in every department. We have hundreds of recliners, dinettes, and TV stands in stock and on sale, too. Save even more for a limited time with a cash discount. Plaza House features a huge department of Sealy and Kingsdown bedding as well. Shop now and save during the summer sale at Plaza House Furniture in Sealands Grove and in Bloomsburg. Visit anytime at plazahouse.com.
Sweet, my new sneakers are finally here. I paid $10 for expedited shipping, and it still took over a week. Ugh, these are way too tight. Great. Now I need to ship them back and pay for the shipping, too.
There's a better option than all this. Visit Mifflinburg Variety. There are plenty of shoes, sneakers, boots, and more just waiting for your feet. You'll always select the perfect shoe at the perfect price. Shoes, hunting and fishing gear, camping equipment, plus household items, toys, and a lot more. Mifflinburg Variety in the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center. Mifflinburg.
Okay, welcome back on board. Dick from Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Well, two things, Joey. What you should do is, like I did, I went on YouTube and watched a whole bunch of videos on bump stocks. I mean, it takes a little bit of time. And I watched a guy yesterday, and it wasn't, the gun he was firing, it wasn't a machine gun. It was a gun that fired like a machine gun, and I guarantee you, and some of these are actually gun store owners that are doing this. It's not some crackpot that's doing this. And it says on here, a bump stock can increase the capacity from 400 to 500 rounds per minute. And nobody can hold their finger, press a gun that many times. So they do. And I watched the guy, I mean, he literally was shooting at targets. It just, you know, he said the only problem with a bump stock, you can't aim it. But when you're shooting to a crowd, who the hell cares if you're aiming it?
Yeah, if your goal is to
just
do a massive
the videos.
Amount of harm.
And Stan's a gun. I know he knows what he's talking about at times, but I'm telling you what. I watched a whole bunch of these videos by gun store owners and guys that do this for a living, and they're not all lying. And they're not fake videos.
I'll have to check it out. I'm not
That's
familiar.
What I did. I'm a gun owner. I don't own a bump stock. I don't really want to shoot anybody. I don't shoot animals. I'm a fisherman. And the only other thing I wanted to about the system last week on the abortions, mm-hmm. where they sent it back to the states,
right?
And my only point about this is these people that, and I'm not for abortions. I think it should be left to the mother, the doctor, and God. That's what I feel about it. The mother, especially, and God. But my point is, these same people that do that, and they want these automatic weapons. You know, at Sandy Hook, those were little baby kids at first graders that got shot by high-powered rifles. Their moms didn't have abortions. So.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world at WKOK.com.
Can understand that.
I mean, that's all they were. They were just little kids, first graders. 20 of them were killed, plus their teachers. That's just one instance. By people killed by with high-powered rifles. But we can't have an abortion. The mothers can't have it, which is killing a baby. But it's okay to kill them in first grade. And that's my point about that.
Okay, fair enough. All right, is there anything else?
No, that's it. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you, Dick. Appreciate your call, as always. Joe from Sunbury, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I want to make a comment. Tom had mentioned my name. I had said yesterday about the difference between Hunter Biden's case and Trump's case with Letitia James. There's a few of them that we don't want to get confused. So the Letitia James, the indictment, right, Joe? You know that an indictment is not a conviction, right?
That is true. Yes.
Right, but the state has to lay out what the defendant had, what laws they had broken. That's not to change the subject, but that was one of the things in the later case about with Cohen, is that they didn't exactly lay out the laws which were broken. But back to that, if you look at the indictment, Letitia James wrote, there's nothing in there about tax evasion or anything like that. It's, well, they describe, in the beginning, they describe what Trump did wrong, and then the fourth point, it concludes that all of this conduct was in a violation of New York Executive Law 63.12, prohibition of persistent and repeal or repeated business fraud, which embraces conduct. Okay, so it's all about fraud. I don't know where Tom is getting this tax evasion and the three things that they go on to. It's falsifying business records, financial statements, and falsifying it and having a type of insurance fraud. I still don't know. Those two cases are not even in the same league. They're not in the same ballpark. They're not even in the same league. So, Tom, if he can, I'm open to, you know, seeing how these are similar or related in tax evasion or what Hunter, on the basis of that they have some connectivity to them that I can't find.
Joe, are you still there? I think we've lost Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. You
am I still there?
Well, you are briefly. Yes, go ahead. You're okay. Back now.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tom, I'm open for your how that's connected the tax evasion to Donald Trump. I don't know. I can't find it. But also on this bump stock. If you were listening to the arguments at the Supreme Court, if you would have twisted your mind what the
Whoops. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. You got cut off. I'm sorry. You were breaking up, and then you disappeared. Sorry about that. Call back. I don't know whether we'll have time to get you back on today, but call tomorrow morning early, and we'll finish your conversation. Terribly sorry. Chris, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Yeah, Ronnie Jackson. He's the one that was put on the Intelligence Committee, along with another Trump head, puppet head.
Well, that was my point, that Trump should have remembered his name, and for him to stand there and say that Joe Biden's
going to apparently it was at Trump's request that the Speaker appointed them, and he didn't consult with the Republican leader of the Intelligence Committee about who to put on, because they were very upset because they don't want highly partisan, one-way people on the Intelligence Committee. They've always worked very hard to get people willing to be bipartisan in outlook and be able to talk with the other side.
Like Tlaib?
And they were quite upset with those. And this is exactly what you're going to get if Trump gets elected. They're going to change a lot of people to who are civil service employees, the political employees, and then they can fire them and put their own guy in, their yes men. And that's what Trump has planned, among other things. And if you listen to Bannon, have you heard of Bannon's speech about arresting and killing everybody, or Alex Jones talked about executing everybody?
No, I haven't heard Alex Jones talking about killing everybody.
Yeah, he volunteered to execute all the Democrats we get convicted. We're coming after them. They're all going to have to head for the hills. And Bannon's talking the same way. You should listen to some of their speeches. And Trump didn't come after Hillary, but according to the senator from North Carolina, who was attorney general for a while for Trump, or wanted to be, he said that Trump, he was acting attorney general, I think. He said that Trump tried to pressure him to start action against Hillary.
Well, Chris, you're going to have to call back tomorrow and we'll finish our conversation, but you know, the Intelligence Committee, you want to be fair and balanced people who aren't partisan. Tlaib, does she fit that description? Anyway, thanks so much for being with us and on the mark. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. Join us then. Give us a call on our hotline number, and we'll look forward to seeing you. Brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.
You're out. You're about.